This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always a joy to talk to Chris Chelios, and he's brought to you by BetMGM, the sports book born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. And he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, new tires for spring, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well.
We're getting there, buddy. We're waiting for the NCAA tournament to begin. Always a great time of year. In the hockey dressing room, do people submit a bid, a bracket? Did you do that kind of thing, or is it too Canadian for college basketball?
No, quite honestly, I miss it. Ever since I retired, I haven't had a chance to participate in that. That was a big thing. You know, every year we'd have a luncheon, have the draft, and everybody choose their teams, and it was fun, lots of fun. It's nothing like March Madness.
So, Chelly, help us out. I've been saying that it seems like Connor Bedard, after getting two straight 10-minute misconducts, two games in a row, seems to be getting maybe targeted a little bit, or they're looking out for things. Is it more that, or is he just a guy that needs to maybe mind his business and keep to himself and not be kind of sassy to referees?
Yeah, I think it's obviously frustration with what's going on with the team. And, you know, he's had a few periods of time here, little droughts, but it happens. I watched that game the other night. They get off to such a good start. You know, the fight right off the faceoff, and Connor gets that goal, Bertuzzi. And then second period, I don't know what happened. Seattle must have got the playbook, but they made him look really bad, left the goalie to hang out and dry. Kind of a step backwards, but again, just frustration, I think, with Connor. And again, I'm watching him, and he's trying to work on his defense. And when you do that, it takes a little bit away from your offense. So he'll figure it out. And now teams fighting for playoff spots, it's not going to get any easier here in the next month, these last, you know, few games that they have. So you just got to stick with it and try and, you know, improve. But again, it's been a frustrating year for him, I'm sure.
I got to tell you, I think that it's been really a frustrating year for him, and I think the Blackhawks need to help the kid, because the first 10-minute misconduct, that there was nothing really there. I watched a breakdown of the tape. Okay, he thought he got tripped, and he said something, and I don't know what he said. But then watching the official skate over to talk to him, and he's like, yeah, okay. He didn't say any magic words or anything. Then they go and they give him the 10-minute. And it just felt like, what? Like, where did that come from? He wasn't cussing the guy at that point at all. And why would you give him that kind of a penalty? And it feels like, First, it's the officials. First, it's the commentators and ex-players that are going after him. Then the officials decide, well, we're going to shut this guy up in two games running. They give him a misconduct. I mean, why aren't you getting thrown out of the game defending him, right? Why doesn't somebody speak up about it? I just feel like we're going to have to wait until they get the new coach in, and then you'll hopefully have someone that can either tell him you say this, not that, or we'll go argue on his behalf. But it feels like even if he's very frustrated, he's kind of hanging out to dry on his lonesome.
Yeah, the first one I didn't understand, but I never got along with referees anyway, so you can't figure out what they're thinking. But the fact that he's a young kid, I think the refs, especially if it's a veteran ref, they don't think that rookies or second-year guys should have any voice at all. So I think that played a pretty big part of it. And they talk to referees, there's no question.
Right.
And they label guys and target guys. But right now, like I said, sometimes when it rains, it pours, and things aren't just going right. We talked about the help. He's got some guys coming. I love that Levchinov, I think he's adjusted really well, jumping in from the American League. He's going to be a big key to the success for the Hawks in the future. There's going to be some more guys coming up. Like I said, we got those first rounders that we've talked about over the past years that are going to soon be coming up. Oliver's coming up, I would think, after this year. So they're coming, and it's tough. You can shut down one line, teams, but if you get two solid lines, it'll free things up for Connor for sure.
I'd also like to see him draw more penalties. That's something missing from his game this year. But, Chelly, before we let you go, quickly, have you filled out a bracket? Do you have a Final Four?
No, I mean, I'm not with the staff anymore either, so I don't have anybody to do it with.
Will you watch today? Will you watch tomorrow? We have a party.
Yeah.
Watch
yeah.
Wisconsin,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'd pull for Wisconsin. They've won me a lot of points and money in the last, 20 years. I've always picked them. And I always picked Gonzaga for some reason because of their name. And then they became a pretty, pretty good team. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I'm going to go watch the games this afternoon before I head over to the Hawks game.
Great stuff.
Great stuff, Chelly. Great talking to you. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Chris.
That's Chris Chelios. Always fun to talk to him.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in Bruce next. We're going to talk some baseball. We can talk some Cubs. Maybe he's got some insight into whatever's going on with the White Sox.
What's going on with the White Sox?
They have a lot of pitchers that they have not named.
Can you name five?
I can.
Okay.
Because I just looked at it. But they got the Rule 5 kid having a pretty good outing
too.
Against
right, we'll
Baltimore yesterday.
That's good.
So, what's his name? Shane Smith?
Yep.
I'm paying attention.
Way to go.
How dare you?
Way to go.
Can you name them? Yes, I might be the only guy that can.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.